Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. If you're one of our long-term listeners, thank you so much for subscribing, being here, and being part of the show to help us grow. And if you're one of our newer listeners, welcome. There's a lot to learn, and I'm glad you're here. On today's show, we're going to be talking about building the dream team to help you get your practice where you want it to go and grow. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I continue to work in a million-dollar practice that I built, ran, and sold. I've taught, lectured, and coached our profession, and helped so many chiropractors build the practice and the life of their dreams. And now, I want to help you do the same. So here's today's show. So as I said in the introduction, on today's show, we're going to be talking about team building. And I'm not talking about the routine staff meetings that we talked about several weeks ago that are held on a weekly or monthly basis depending on the size of the office and the different departments and how to break each one of those down. No, that's a great episode. Got fantastic reviews. I got a lot of good feedback from doctors from all around the country, actually in different countries. I highly recommend that you listen to that episode if you haven't. But on today's show, what we're talking about is team building and building that dream team. So how do we do that? So first of all, these meetings need to occur a minimum of twice a year. Once a year doesn't get it done. It's a twice a year thing, and ideally, it's not even in the office. In fact, it has very little to do with chiropractic practice and teaching any of the procedures and systems that you use in the office. This team building that we're talking about is an opportunity to get out of the office and to be a little bit more casual with each other. And as I said a minute ago, I think it should be a minimum of twice a year. It could be as often as quarterly, four times a year. But I think two or three times a year is probably the best and works really, really well. One, somewhere in the depths of the winter, and I'm on the East Coast of the United States, so January is a great time to have one of these. And the other one is sometime in the summer. Maybe it's July, maybe it's August, but it's a warm weather activity. So let's talk about the wintertime one first, because that one's really, really easy, and a lot of companies do it. If you do one a year, you're probably already doing this one, and that's great, but it's still not enough. So the one that almost everybody does is they have some sort of holiday party. They get together, they go out to dinner, sometimes they have a potluck dinner, sometimes they'll do like a Christmas white elephant kind of round robin or secret Santa. But the bottom line is it's fun and it creates some buzz. If it's a secret Santa, there's behind the scenes. Oh, what is Robin like? What should I get Sue? What is Mark like? What does the doc want? I know he's a big fan of this or he hates that. Yeah. And so people are talking behind the scenes and it's creating that camaraderie. And that is so good for the office. It just raises the energy. And it has nothing to do with providing great care. It just improves the relationships in the office. Regarding the holiday one, I think it works well to even hold that over into January. Because everybody's busy with their families and with holiday parties and things like that between Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and the other holidays. If you push it into January, there's nothing else going on. So you can kick back and relax, and it's a carryover and keeps the holiday festivities going a little bit longer. So it's a wonderful thing to do. That does not give you permission, if you're doing a holiday bonus for your team, to hold that over because your staff is counting on that holiday bonus often to know how much they can spend on their Christmas gifts. Regarding holiday bonus, I think you should give that to them early in December, so that way they know what they're dealing with. Don't wait until the very end of the year or even after the holidays have occurred because you want to feel good about giving them that holiday bonus. Give it to them so when they really need it, they can really use it. But let's get back to talking about the team building. So we've talked about the winter one, the one that takes place in the colder months. What else could we do? You know what? Have a bowling night. That is, again, so much fun. You go out, you have a beer, you have a pizza, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but you're out of the office, you create teams, maybe it's doctors against CAs, maybe it's male against female, maybe it's older against younger, doesn't matter. Create a little bit of competition, a little bit of trash talking can go back and forth, or just incredible camaraderie, great shot, you know, oh man, I can't believe you missed that 7-10 split, whatever it is, it's a great opportunity to be together outside of the office. Some other great ideas for team building events. Now these top golf places are popping up all over the place. You can take the team and go miniature golfing. If it's warm outside and it's not too far and the team is young enough, you can go to an amusement park, a group of people who would enjoy an amusement park. But when I say young, I don't necessarily mean just chronological age. Maybe you have a patient that does something cool that the staff would be interested in. Years ago, we had a patient who had a company of doing the sip and paint, where you sip on wine and she takes you step by step through the process of how to paint a specific picture. And it's so much fun to see how everybody's painting the same picture, but yet, because it's done by hand, each one turns out a little bit differently. And if you don't have a patient who does something like that, you can find some place that does it. But I'll bet within your patient population, there's somebody who does some really cool stuff. Maybe it's crocheting. Maybe it's some sort of needle pointing. Maybe it's the sip and paint thing. Maybe it's target practice. Maybe it's axe throwing. All these different things, the staff could come together, create camaraderie, and have a great time. Obviously, if you're going to do target practice, make sure that no one on the staff is the target. We've had patients who are master chefs who've offered to have us in their kitchen and see how they prepare the different meals that they make, and that was a really cool experience. One time we had a patient who was involved in an opera and got us tickets to the final dress rehearsal here in Baltimore at the Baltimore Opera Company. And that was a great experience. Again, anything that gets you out of the office, together, experiencing something new, it gives you something to talk about it. Even if everybody ends up hating it, you're laughing about it, that you did that together as a team. Now, I know. I've known doctors over the years who say things like, no, I don't want to socialize with my team outside of the office. We have a professional collegiate relationship and that's where it ends. You know, we walk out of the office and we all go our own ways. And I'm going to share with you that the best chiropractic practices that I've known over years and years, the doctor actually shares a piece of his life with his staff. So maybe that holiday dinner, maybe that actually takes place at his or her house. Maybe the doctor and his spouse or her spouse actually prepare the dinner and serve that meal formally to the staff because you're so appreciative of everything that they've done all year long. Maybe your house has a swimming pool, so you have the team over for a swim party in the summertime. It's a lot of fun. Or if you're into boating or fishing, take the team out on your boat, take them out fishing, whatever it is, so that they can enjoy some of the rewards that they've been helping you get and earn over the years also. And sometimes you can start to tie some of these things together. Several years ago, when we'd had a patient appreciation party in the summertime to celebrate my 55th birthday, we invited the entire staff to come back to the house after the patient appreciation party in the office on the Saturday for a pool party. And you know what? One of the patients who had a catering business heard about it and said, Doc, I would love to cook for you guys at your house when we do that after the patient party. So we did that and everyone had a fantastic time. And Chef Dave made smoked salmon on the grill along with smoked turkey. It was incredible. And we started talking about how amazing that meal was, what a good time we had. And you know that in the office, a few days later, Chef Dave picked up a few other private parties because people heard us talking about what had happened after the patient appreciation party that we had had in the office. Talk about a win-win-win. It can't be any better. Everybody's having a good time and everybody wins. So some other ideas that work really well and play into so many of these other things, having a cornhole tournament. Even if it's outside on the sidewalk in front of your office at lunchtime, it's outside, it's relaxing. Maybe the whole team goes and plays volleyball together or against each other. In today's world, this new sport of pickleball, well, at least we think it's new, but it's actually been around for quite a while. The sport of pickleball has gotten really, really popular, and there are so many places that have pickleball courts, and they play in a round-robin style that everybody shows up, and it doesn't matter who wins and who loses. You're just there having a great time. Maybe even rent a court or two, and you teach the team how to play pickleball, or hire a coach to teach everybody how to play pickleball, and now we're all playing together. You can rent a roller skating rink and take the team. You can rent out an ice skating rink and take the team. And again, hire a teacher so that everybody knows what they're doing and becomes proficient, efficient, and no one gets hurt. Because with all of this, what you're doing is you're showing the team that you care, you're creating the team, and you're leading them forward. You know, as I'm recording this, we're in the middle of March Madness, and as you watch the different games, you see some of the coaches on the sideline, they're cheering on their players. When there's a foul or a call that they think was wrong, oh, don't they let the refs know that? And that's what your team wants. Your team wants to know that you're there for them, and if something doesn't go right, you've got their back. You're going to do whatever it takes to make it right, to help them, support them, and move forward as a unit that works together for the common goal. And speaking of March Madness and different sporting events, certainly you could take the team and go to a baseball game. But again, the overriding philosophy here, the point is, what can we do outside of the office as a team that would be fun? So get tickets and go to a sporting event, whether it's a baseball game, a basketball game, maybe it's a hockey game, maybe it's a football game, maybe it's a lacrosse game, lots of different things that it could be. And depending on the demographics of your team and the marital status of your team and the family situation of the members of your team, sometimes open it up to the spouses also. Maybe open it up to the kids also of your employees. Now all of a sudden, it's a big family event. I'm curious, do you know the children of your employees? Do they know you? Do they get chiropractic care? And I think this team building can take on so many different aspects. Maybe one of your employees has a career day at their kid's school, and they need to go to that. Or maybe they invite you to go to that. Because a lot of people still don't know what a chiropractor does. They don't know a chiropractor. They don't even know what it takes to become a chiropractor. There's an opportunity for you. So as part of your team building, you're actually getting out into the community. I have actually been to Major League Baseball games where I have seen teams, like a doctor's entire staff, get put up on the Jumbotron, and a thank you from the team, you know, that's Dr. So-and-so and his staff are here at the stadium today. How cool is that? It's not about the publicity, but it's kind of cool that Doc and their staff are doing that together as a team. So as we close out this episode, my question is, when are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? And what are you going to do? I think you ought to sit down with a calendar right now and pick the month and start floating to the staff, hey, I want to do this as a team to do something fun together. If it's still winter, maybe it's go bowling. If it's warm where you are, maybe it's even something as simple as a beach day. Whatever it is, build the team, have more fun, and help more people with great chiropractic care. All right, and that's our show for today. If you have a question about today's show or your own practice, feel free to reach out at theloveofchiropractic.com. Before making changes to your practice, be sure to seek legal advice regarding those changes and regulations in your state. For the Love of Chiropractic is an RGF production, all rights reserved. And thanks for listening. Original music provided by Hunter Rich Music.